Our subject today is international law, and like others, I'm concerned about violations of international law in recent and ongoing events. But I'd also like to shift gear and express another kind of concern, and that is a concern about the attitude we adopt towards international law in the present debates. It seems to me important for us to avoid falling into two common but I think problematic positions with regard to international law. One is the position that says international law is just a fantasy or conceit, might makes right. And the other, the opposite extreme, is the position that says that international law could bring order and justice to the world if only it were properly respected and enforced. Clearly, the cynical position is wrong in that to dismiss international law is seriously to underestimate its significance in global affairs, a significance which was surely not undermined but rather highlighted in recent events, insofar as the legality of the recourse to force in Iraq could hardly have been more central in public debates. But at the same time, the idealizing position that says that international law could bring order and justice to the world if it were fully respected and enforced, I think is also problematic because it neglects to consider the ways in which international law may also be helping to constitute and sustain existing constellations of power and the violence and injustice they involve. For example, even if the Fourth Geneva Convention was fully respected and enforced, it wouldn't provide a basis for asserting, as some people have highlighted, the need for democratic processes in Iraq, the need for inclusion of all sections of the Iraqi population in determining their future government. The Geneva Convention in that way indirectly legitimates undemocratic processes of reconstruction. But the reason I'm worried that we on the left might be tempted into either of those two positions is not just that they're descriptively inaccurate in terms of the relationship between international law and global affairs. It's also that they're normatively troubling in the sense that they carry the danger of blocking efforts to strengthen international law as a tool of justice and peace. Richard Pearl and others want us to think that international law is irrelevant, because if we think it's irrelevant, we won't do anything to address its shortcomings and make it more effective as a check on power and as an emancipatory tool. But even if we resist his cynical line, we also are not going to do anything about strengthening international law if we idealize it and treat it as an object of devotion instead of an object of critical assessment, like everything else. So either way, we're led into a conservative stance and international law is debilitated. So my suggestion is that rather than seeing history as a series of tests for international law, it might be more productive for us to think about how international law is enmeshed with historical processes, how it shapes them in both good ways and bad. And so instead of simply today assessing the damage done to international law, we might want to take this as an opportunity to reconsider illusions we might have had about international law and think about some of the questions that international law is not inviting us to pose.
Thank you very much.